Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. By the way, how are things in Glockomorra? Fictitious Irish town Glockomorra from Finian's Rainbow has received many jazz interpretations over the years. Well, here's another. A septet with a four-horn front line, four saxes in fact, reminiscent of the famous Woody Herman 1947 Four Brothers lineup. Harry Allen on tenor is the leader, and there are two more tenors, Eric Alexander and Grant Stewart, and a baritone, Gary Smulian, recorded in August 2015 at the Trading Eights studio in Paramus, New Jersey. And the rhythm section on piano, Rosano Sportiello, bass, Joel Forbes, drums, Kevin Canner. Piano solo now. Thank you. Short and Very Sweet, Richie Bayrock piano, a traditional version of the standard Young and Foolish, and that title always presupposes that the corollary is old and wise. If only that were true. At least I'm halfway there. Recorded Jan 87 and issued as Ballads 2. And yes, there was an equally good Ballads album a bit earlier. This was, Ballads 2 that is, recorded at the Masonic Temple in New York City. Another solo track. And I love her. Thank you. Lennon-McCartney compo And I Love Her. Actually, it was written by Paul with some help from George, who doesn't even get a mention. And here it's played by guitarist Pat Metheny on a nylon string guitar in Feb 2001 in New York. And it was Metheny's second solo album. This one's called What's It All About? Yes, Alfie is one of those songs. There is a superb version of The Sound of Silence, and I'm now confused as to why I didn't choose that. Another time, perhaps. Here's Georgie Fame in Germany.
Old rocking chairs got me, cane by my side. Hand me that gin, son, for I tan you high. Can't get from this cabin, I ain't going nowhere. I'm sitting here in Berlin, grabbing flies round my rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, how long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of these troubles I see. Old rocking chairs got me. Judgment day is here. Came to my old rocking chair. I've got my cane by my side. Hand me down that gin, son, for I tan you high. I can't get from this here cabin. Lord knows I ain't going nowhere. I'm just sitting here grabbing with the flies round my rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, how long she been? Send me sweet chariot for the end of these troubles I see. I've been waiting in the water, judgment day is here. Came to my old rocking chair. Like Count Basie, came to my old rocking chair. Thank you, Sean.
And yes, Georgie Fame was a big fan of Mose Allison. Recorded at the Berlin Philharmonic in September 2008, it was Georgie backed by the Alan Skidmore Quartet, Skidmore tenor, the pianist Steve Melling actually hands over the piano stool to Georgie for that version of Hoagy Carmichael's Rocking Chair. Jeff Gascoigne was on bass and Ian Palmer drums. And this album even includes a very jazzy version of Georgie's 1964 chart topper, Yeah Yeah. It's now time for You'll Know What It Is. The background to this New Orleans Jan 86 recording session is unusual. The leader, Christopher Mason, on alto, had played with Chet Baker in Paris 2 months earlier. They'd been chums for nearly 20 years by this time. New Orleans-based Mason phoned Chet to wish him a happy Christmas. Chet had a two-week gap until his next gig, and he said it was cold and miz in New York, so Mason invited him to New Orleans to stay for 2 weeks as a house guest. They went sightseeing and all the usual stuff. Mason said to Chet that he was about to record an album of Christmassy and gospely songs. Chet had never played any of the chosen songs and asked if he could play on the album. Yes, came the reply. The entire album was recorded one afternoon in a 2.5-hour session, including Amazing Grace, which was played in a true New Orleans style. Baker trumpet, Mason alto, we already know about, Mike Pecera piano, Jim Singleton bass, and Johnny Vitakovich on drums. The resultant album is called Silent Nights, and it's worth grabbing if you see it in a record shop. Amazing Grace has been recorded so often, it's good to find a new interpretation. That's the glory of jazz. Two utterly contrasting versions of Amazing Grace. That was David Friesen on an Oregon bass in 87 for a Global Pacific Records LP. Tricky question now. What's better than one bass?
Thank you.
And that's from a new Japanese Venus LP recorded in Tokyo, April 2014, called My Heroes. It's a quartet led by drummer Joe Farnsworth, and each track is dedicated to one of his drumming inspirations. We've just heard the Dizzy Gillespie John Lewis compo, Two Bass Hit, and it was dedicated to Philly Joe Jones. The other drumming heroes being, rather inevitably, Max Roach, Buddy Rich, Roy Haynes, Blakey, Art Taylor, and Elvin Jones. Eric Alexander was on tenor, Harold Mabon piano, Nat Reeves bass. Next LP is called Blues for Spoon and Groove.
Take this hammer, carry to the captain. Take this hammer, carry to the captain. Take this hammer, take to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, yeah. Tell him I'm gone. If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? Tell him I was flying, yes. Tell him I was flying. I don't want no coal and shackles. I don't want no coal and shackles. I don't want no coal and shackles. It hurts my pride, yeah. It hurts my pride. Now if he asks you, was I laughing? If he asks you, was I laughing? If he asks you, was I laughing? Tell him I was crying. Tell him I was crying. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, take it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, yeah. Tell him I'm gone. If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? Tell him I was flying. Oh yeah, tell him I was flying.
Spoon was singer Jimmy Witherspoon, and equally obviously, Groove is Richard Groove Holmes on the Hammond B3. I've got this on a cheapy reissued LP. Originally, it was a Constellation LP called Take This Hammer, and the song we've just heard was, of course, Take This Hammer, but renamed as Tell Him I Was Flying, Parts 1 and 2. We've just heard Part 1. Take This Hammer, Take It to the Captain. Recorded in LA in 1960, Teddy Edwards tenor, Phil Moher piano, Herman Mitchell guitar, Jimmy Bond bass, and Frank Butler drums. This next LP describes itself as, quote, a bittersweet sound to haunt you on that rainy day, unquote. See what you think.
Thank you.
unusually adventurous and progressive Paul Horn on clarinet on an RCA Victor LP recorded in LA 65, with Lynn Blessing on vibes, Mike Lang piano, Bill Plummer bass and Bill Goodwin drums, plus two harps, and all conducted by Ralph Carmichael and the Ralph Carmichael Singers. Ralph Carmichael is thus credited as being the choral director. He also did all the arranging. I enjoyed that song, but I would have bet anything against a Paul Horn recording sounding like that. Maybe I should play it on a rainy day and see if it haunts me. Another bassist. Billed as the Heath Brothers, Percy on bass, Jimmy tenor but flute here, Albert Tutti on drums, plus Stanley Cowell keyboards, Tony Peroni guitar, Tony Peroni, Batumi percussion, with Jimmy Buffington and Joe DeAngelis on flugelhorns, Wayne Andre trombone, Howard Johnson tuba, and they pop in from time to time. This was recorded in New York, May, June 78, for Columbia Records. That catchy song was called Arthur Dock Blues, and it was written by Percy and Jimmy. Apparently Jimmy had backed a singer who used to use the word orthodox, but had trouble pronouncing it. The liner notes call that a finger-popping groove on a warm, rich cushion of sound. Charlie Bird next, and he's live. Charlie Bird, live at Buffalo's Downtown Club in June 76. And I don't need to tell you, that was Hey Jude. Charlie guitar, brother Joe on bass, Wayne Phillips drums, nuff said. It's contrast time. Here's a rather bossy Willie the Lion Smith.
Now, there was another great guy, Felix Bernard. 42 years ago, what did he write? Dardanella. Got the title? Dardanella. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not only playing, improvising, memorizing, I'm giving them the titles. Bill is in the control room and his partner. They're doing a beautiful job. Very inspirational. Okay, Lion, put your derby on, smoke your cigar, relax, sit back. Dardanella. Vamp. Thank you, Jane. My Jane, you gotta be the greatest. And yes, it faded out, just as forecast, by Willie the Lion Smith, William Henry Joseph Bonaparte Bertoloff Smith, born of Jewish and black parents in 1897. He went on to become one of the greats of the Harlem ragtime piano style, and then stride. He and Duke Ellington were mutual admirers, which says a lot for both men. By the way, the nickname the Lion is due to his heroism in World War I. Here in Villingen, Germany, November 66, he reminisces on Dardanella, talking to himself, the control room, us, and anyone who'd listen. And next, that chum of Lions, Duke Ellington.
Paul Gonsalves returns now in a thing called West Indian Pancake. Thank you. Gonsalves and the West Indian Pancake.
The full Duke Ellington Band with Ellington's compo West Indian Pancake, recorded on their 1961 European tour, according to this cheapo album. My records would suggest that the Duke didn't come to Europe in 61, so we'll content ourselves with the music, and that was Paul Gonsalves on tenor, and the drummer, adding that Caribbean flavour, Sam Woodyard. There's a great new album out by Madeline Peru.
Da, da, da.
If the Sea Was Whiskey, recorded Jan 2016 at the parish church of St Mary the Virgin in Great Milton, Oxfordshire. Madeline Peru, vocals and acoustic guitar, John Harrington, electric guitar and a bit of singing, and Barack Morrie, upright bass and some singing. The trio had performed in this church the previous October for Raymond Blanc, which for some reason I find rather odd. Anyway, they loved the reverb in the thousand-year-old church and chose it for their next recording date. Great album, Secular Hymns. Just time for a bit of Red Holloway. I say Red, yes, he's on it, and I've singled him out as he's kindly signed this Concord LP. But it's officially the 20th Concord Festival All-Stars in San Francisco in August 88. Red on tenor, Harry Sweets Edison trumpet, Gene Harris playing some really bluesy piano, Ray Brown bass, Jeff Hamilton drums. Just a closer walk with thee.
Thank you.
As always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynne, and I really hope you can be back next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.